Ballots for Oscar nominations have arrived at the homes of voters. One name being suggested as a possible nominee may be unfamiliar to many voters, that of Spanish actor Javier Bardem. Bardem is already a Golden Globe nominee, and last week he won the National Society of Film Critics Award for Best Actor. He stars in the new English-language movie Before Night Falls. Los Angeles Times critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Before Night Falls is intoxicatingly cinematic. It's brimming with atmosphere and has a remarkable gift for creating mood. Usually this kind of visual excitement is difficult to sustain for a whole film, but Before Night Falls manages to do it. Perhaps that should not come as a surprise, considering that the film is directed by visual artist Julian Schnabel. But he's made a much better film than anyone might have expected, considering that his debut, Basquiat, was a self-indulgent dabble. That's not to say that Before Night Falls doesn't have its problems. It has a tendency to embrace excess for its own sake, and it's stronger on images than on dialogue.
Where'd you going, Keith?
Up the road.
Up the road where?
Belasco.
Belasco? You're not from Belasco. I'm from Belasco. Why you go to Belasco for?
But Schnabel has surmounted his deficiencies and turned out a confident and artistic piece of work. It all starts with that intoxicating look. With Mexico standing in for Cuba, Schnabel recreates the Edenesque landscape of rural Cuba and the hothouse sensuality of Havana just after the old regime's fall. The film is based on the true story of Reynaldo Arenas, a poet whose homosexuality eventually put him at odds with the state. Captivated by Fidel Castro and his revolution, the young Arenas ends up in Havana in 1964, a shy, modest, would-be poet and novelist.
The most extraordinary event of my childhood was provided by the heavens. Water rushed down gutters, reverberating over the zinc roof like gunfire. A massive army marching across the trees, overflowing, cascading, thundering into barrels.
Those early days are portrayed as a pansexual fever dream when everything was tolerated. Gradually, however, the Castro regime becomes increasingly rigid and views Arenas, both as a gay man and as a writer, as the kind of threat it will not accept.
You recognize this book, Ronaldo?
That book was the only proof to me that I was alive.
I have never seen it.
This book was published in France without permission of the Writers' Union. Therefore, you must have had someone to smuggle it out. You didn't go to France, did you?
Maybe I should be discussing this book with the Writers' Union.
Before Night Falls is anchored by a charismatic performance by Javier Bardem as Arenas, a role he initially resisted. Bardem is a major star in his native Spain, but little known in this country. He brings grace, empathy, and sensitivity to his portrait of the poet who makes the journey from innocence to experience without losing his openness to new sensation. It's a performance we never tire of watching. Bardem's name may be unfamiliar, but seeing his work makes it clear he deserves whatever awards come his way.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.